I love that I'm going to edit my part out, yeah. and you're just going to be saying that.
Please don't do that.
No, I'm not going to. So, episode 49, and I think we could just stop counting at this point.
I'm just going to say season three.
We had one episode of season two, and now on to season three.
It was that good.
Okay.
Hello.
Is that how loud you're going to be talking?
Hi.
Okay. I just cranked you up, and now just like shut up on me. God damn it. Hold on one second.
This is how I normally talk. Can I talk normally?
That's perfect right there.
Okay.
Shout. Shout. Let it all out. These are the things I can do with a gun on.
I'm talking to you.
Gun on.
In 5, 4, 3.
Season three. We're back, people.
Is that a Shakira impersonation?
Super Bowl.
Stitcher brought us back for this special season three episode.
One.
We're back, people, officially. We're definitely going to try to do this more. We've been busy. Jordan's been
living our life.
Slamming hams constantly. And Haley's, totally. Haley's been doing things, too. So we're going to talk all about this today. Thank you for coming.
All right. We got Cup, Haley, and myself.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it coming in this sentence?
With 5 U's.
Okay.
Cuming.
Exactly. Cuming. Period.
We're talking pear tree. We really don't have much of an outline or things to do, so we're just going to open it up. It's been about 2 years.
A year and a couple months.
I don't know. So, Haley, what do you want to talk about?
Should we do recommendations too or no?
Oh, man.
Sounds like Brian wants to do recommendations.
I've got a couple of recommendations. It's all good.
It's like nothing happened.
Exactly.
I'm still getting cut off.
Okay.
Just be prepared for that.
Brian, what are your recommendations?
Jesus. Oh, no, I don't want to go first.
Oh, my God.
Haley.
I remember why I took a break.
Exactly.
We were on a break.
Pivot.
It's literally been 2 years. I've done too many things in 2 years.
You have a beautiful home. I don't know if you had that the last time we did this.
Maybe. Yeah. So I had a home. I got a
home. She had a home. She's homeless now.
I'm homeless now. Yeah. We bought a house. We bought a puppy. We got engaged. And we got married all within 2 years.
And you're referring to celebrity intern
Jonathan. It was his love for boobies that really did it. So we just got married this past November.
Congrats!
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
It was an intimate backyard wedding, immediate family only. We got Joella's and Qdoba catered, so holler at both of those. I would recommend those.
They're sponsoring this episode.
It's okay to deliver.
Yeah.
Directly.
Actually, if you get a Qdoba catered, fun fact, they give you like free food coupons, basically.
Next level.
So as long as you like return the catering equipment that they gave you, they'll give you like free little cards for entrees.
I know what I'm doing for date night.
So I know it's like inexpensive to get catered, but you get some free meals out of it. It might not level out, but it's a little perk.
That does sound nice.
No, the wedding was beautiful.
Jordan officiated it.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Jordan made it beautiful.
Talk more about you, by the way.
I was glowing. Haley was okay.
Yeah.
No, it was a very intimate little backyard wedding. It was nice. It was beautiful. Cup, have we done this since you've been married now? Is that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm married as well. It was
something's in the water.
It was not as much of an intimate affair. It was more like a lot of people.
Rage fest.
Yeah. We all had a good time.
A lot of champs and dancing.
And I ended up being the last to leave, which was
kicked out of his own wedding.
Which was fun.
First to wake up, though. You guys hopped on a really early flight.
I took like a 30-minute nap after I bone crushed some fried chicken.
I was wondering when I was something else. I was
like, oh, yeah. There was that. Yeah. 2 bone crushings. and then hopped on a flight to the DR, as it's called.
Dominican Republic.
Thank you.
Be a person. Just say it.
I only speak in
white girl. I don't know.
No. Like, anyway, it Barca. Was beautiful. It was a wonderful time. Where marriage is fun and it's a learning process.
Marriage.
All the time. But no,
marriage.
It's all love, baby. But we're having a good time. And I don't know what else to say about that.
So you had recommendations?
Oh!
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, I mean,
yeah.
You brought it up.
Springboarding off of the marriage talk, there's a show on Netflix called Love is Blind.
Oh,
have
no.
you have you guys watched any
Boo.
Of this? No.
I wish I had something to Hold throw on, I got with something. You. Thank you.
Have you watched any of this?
No.
I don't need to know it's dog shit.
It's hilarious. You have to watch some of it. It's so ridiculous. The way it's set up is, and you know, they don't really explain anything. But these people, they don't see each other, and then they go into these little rooms.
Are they
and,
blind?
Like, they talk to each other through, like, the wall, essentially.
Is that why they don't see each other?
And they're just in there getting fucked up on wine and, like, pretending that they know things about each other. And after about a week, they're like, I think I love this person.
Oh, God.
I think I want to get engaged.
How is this
so,
different?
Like, five people actually do, or five couples.
This already sounds like probably the dumbest thing
it
I've ever heard.
It is so ridiculous. Okay. It is so ridiculous.
Is that what makes it good? Is because it's so ridiculous?
Yes. Okay. Yes,
oh,
yes.
So it's not meant to be good.
I thought you were telling me, like, it's an emotional roller coaster.
No, okay. No. They made this for a purpose, and it's not love and marriage. It is about seeing these crazy people get together.
Is there anyone
it's
in
Nick
this that I would know?
Right?
Okay, so Nick and Vanessa Lachey host it, but they're not really in it. They're in it for like 5 minutes total.
This is what you were texting about. That
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Cinnamon.
But no, anyway, it's like a more ridiculous like bachelorette scenario.
So do people actually get like engaged from this?
So they don't. They don't see each other, but then the guy will propose to the girl without seeing her.
Do they like masturbate?
This sounds
with a
like
wall
the dumbest.
Them?
It's so ridiculous. And then okay, so then they finally after the girl. Accepts
I'm out.
The proposal.
I'm out.
They reveal each other to, you know, whatever. And then they go on this vacation.
Do you get to see the disappointment in their faces when they look
so
at each other?
I was expecting more of
you
a disappointment.
You didn't sound chubby.
I was expecting... Well,
I'll have all the ham.
So a couple of the people there, you can just tell, like, they have no chemistry. They're not going to be fucking. But there were three or four couples that are like, they're pretty into this. They're ready to rock and roll.
Hmm.
So that was kind of interesting. But then... You know, a couple of weeks goes by and they actually spend time around each other. Now they all hate each other. So
Makes
that's
sense.
Fun too.
Yeah.
I can't wait not to watch that.
There's going to be a season two, best believe.
This is on Netflix?
It's yeah. like just getting, it's like online dating, but getting catfished in person rather than online.
Yeah.
It's been,
it makes no sense.
And you're telling me like four out of the six you could just tell aren't going to be good.
Well, they start with 15
Ugh.
Potential couples.
Ugh.
But
what
they
if,
don't
what
show.
What if this is just a scheme for Nick and Vanessa to pick out who they actually want to fuck?
Ooh.
And like that's why they're not involved.
Are they
like,
swingers? Is that going on?
I'm starting a rumor. They're
Some
swinging.
Of the women are attractive.
I heard it earlier
this,
today.
Yeah, this
Some
is
Some of
their,
the women are attractive, but yeah.
This is their vetting process of who they want to invite to
What
join
happened
them.
To Nick Lachey
they're
with the
crazy.
Whole making marijuana legal in Ohio, but he wanted to be one of the,
He's
the
in
farmers?
Ohio?
Yeah.
He's from Cincinnati.
He wanted to be one of the people, like he was one of the three people that would have had a farm. To grow it.
Legally. That sounds about right.
Like, that what? Was a part of the legislation. Ugh, like, Ohio. He was, like, one of the families to be able to grow it.
We hate politicians, by the way. Still.
Still.
Fuck assholes.
I mean, that's not what I was getting at with
we'll
that.
We'll get
I just
to that later. I was just going to parlay that into fuck politicians. Because we're trying to get gambling and weed in this state, and they keep getting in the way. Not that I smoke weed. Never mind. Never my life. But anyway, yeah, Love is Blind. Check it out.
I'm going to not do that, but I appreciate the rec.
You're you know, welcome. Maybe in the next 2 years.
You're welcome.
Maybe
when we have the next one.
Next yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's good to just put on there. It's 10 episodes. It's nothing.
I'm going to talk about the shows I watched, and I'm not going to go into grave detail, but
Frasier.
The ones that I liked. Fleabag.
Awesome.
Marvelous Miss Maisel was past 2 years.
Did you see season two?
Paladino.
Yeah.
How was that?
Season two. I really liked it.
Okay.
It's less depressing than season one. Like she's.
That's why
getting,
I didn't get into season two.
Well, she's
I
getting her life more on track in season two.
Okay.
It's good.
What's the ex-husband's role in season two? Just go ahead and ruin it for me.
She leaves him. He's a dirtbag.
But he's like trying to still
yeah.
be around.
Yeah.
Right?
He's still like a terrible human being. But the sister actually like makes improvements in her life too. So like it's more uplifting because everyone. Is like realizing what they have potential to do and
okay.
be and
I'll watch it.
It's a little yeah, it's definitely more uplifting. So
how many
Fleabag
seasons has
good,
there been
it's
in
only
it?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's what is her face? What's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Phoebe Waller
Oh yeah,
Waller,
she's cute.
Yeah, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is
so
Fleabag.
She
yeah.
created the show and she's starring in it. And she's really, really good.
Yeah, dude.
She won a bunch of awards.
She's amazing. She also wrote the new Bond movie.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you hear Billie Eilish's theme song?
It's already number one on the
charts.
I like her in general.
I'm just weird. I can't get, like, I want to get there with her.
I actually like that she wears baggy clothes just to say, F you, you can't.
Don't I like her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I like her a lot. I just don't know
her on Hot
if I'm
Ones
all the way
funny.
Into music. Yeah.
Hot Ones. Still watching Hot Ones.
Hilarious.
So good.
Was Will Ferrell on
Will
there recently?
Will Ferrell was just on it.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
He got all the way through.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he's a maniac.
Did. Zoe Kravitz. Shia LaBeouf is actually my favorite interview on Hot Ones so
really?
Far.
Really?
Yeah, he was last season probably.
I think I'm still going Kevin Hart. He just cracks me up on that one.
You're so crazy.
That's all he said.
Right.
You're so much white boys, right.
Jonathan and I started a book club.
Oh.
With just ourselves.
Just started with.
That's hot.
The Bible and Atlas Shrugged.
Yes, no. We started with Handmaid's Tale.
Ooh.
Was one that
uplifting.
We did. And then a book
sexual.
Called Sourdough.
Sexual.
And now, instead of us buying like the same book because we're the same household, he's reading one and I'm reading one that's different, and then we'll swap. And then, so it's every 2 months, we'll talk about two books now.
Oh.
So do you all just kind of get together on the couch and talk about it?
Yep.
That's sweet.
Whoever picked the book will like come up with questions and have a dialogue about it.
Is it to test whether or not?
No, we're both reading it because like we sit with each other. Like we're boring as fuck. We'll like sit around and just read and watch TV.
Shout
together.
Out Drew. Yeah. He's watching y'all read.
Yeah, pretty much.
When he's not slamming hams.
Yeah. My dude.
But yeah.
He's got the suite upstairs. Don't come knocking.
Has a tang to it now. But yeah.
He needs to light one of those candles.
Jizz everywhere.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Is he flushing his socks still? What an asshole.
No.
I told him to use bananas.
He's just feeding them to magnets.
Has anyone heard the new Bieber?
No, I haven't listened yet.
You've been trying to force feed that down.
Okay, here's the thing. It all sounds the same, but
I'm out.
I like the vibe.
It's like a 3 hour long.
I like
the
vibe,
song.
Dude. I like. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I dig it.
The entire album, or just like one song that you like?
No, I've listened to. There's 23 songs. Oh. I don't know why there's so
what?
Many. Yeah, there's too many.
Is that
songs.
How old he is? Maybe he's making a statement.
I think it's how many times he bangs his wife a day.
You
probably.
Mean the chick that looks exactly like her father?
Do you, okay, let's
dude,
settle
she,
this.
She
let's
looks
settle
hot.
This.
Billy Baldwin.
Let's settle this.
She's got some.
Do you think she looks like
she is a Baldwin?
It's Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
I don't know
right?
who it is. They all look.
It's
the
one
same.
Of the Baldwin's daughter.
Fake news.
I don't think she looks like her dad.
I think you see it maybe in the eyes. But
I don't think she's necessarily attractive because she's too small.
I think she's attractive.
She looks like a little girl.
She is a model, is she not?
Yes.
I mean, they're all models.
So was her dad.
Steven.
He was an attractive dude, too.
Baldwin. Right. He's got great eyes.
I think it's gross.
It's okay. I'm okay with it.
I mean, you're a girl, so you're allowed.
You're not supposed to think she's like super hot, technically, unless you're into that.
No.
The songs all sound similar, but I dig the vibe. I'm probably going to be rocking it this summer.
Okay. On the boat.
Totally. Not thinking about Stephen Baldwin.
Update over here. We got kid number two on the way, so that's super exciting.
Fuego! Wow.
Tyson's actually just like starting to talk, so that's cool. Outside of like watching a bunch
We're
of Pixar movies,
house.
We are in the new house.
Yeah, we probably should have mentioned that on the out. Like, I should have said something about this new digs.
Nah, bro.
It's beautiful in here.
Yeah, everything's going really well. We're super excited. It's boring as shit over here, but we love it at the same time.
You have stickers, though.
It's a good boring.
Right.
Good boring.
Yeah.
It's good. So,
I don't have enough emotional and mental capacity to have a thrilling life right now. I'm very tired.
She barely made it here. She dragged her head on in.
She's been fasting for 5 days.
Haley
can barely get around.
She is on day one of the fast.
Day one of a 3-day fast. Yeah. So you're lucky we're doing this on day
Dude,
one.
What's
day
tomorrow
going to
be like?
It's going to be rough. Level. Yeah.
Your That's poops right. are going to be so pathetic.
I don't even know if I will poop.
You'll probably like take
day
yeah.
three. It might just be air. Poop just, yeah.
Dust.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't want to know what's coming out day three of no food. That's scary. I'll send you a pic. I'll let you know.
You probably will.
We'll put it on the. We'll put
a good, no, I will. We'll
put a good filter on it.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the Facebook page.
It'll be nice.
Maybe a little smiley face.
Here's where I'm at. Me crying in a stall, just trying to squeeze out something.
There are claw Why? Marks on the side.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. So Jonathan convinced me to do this. He's done it before. Essentially, the health benefits of fasting for 3 days is your body attacks precancerous cells. So I'm not saying I have cancer or anything. It's just like an upkeep type thing. Like, hey, if this is a thing that exists. How frequently will you do this? I don't know. I'm baby stepping. I'm not making commitments to shit.
Could this be a one day fast?
No. Because I have so many haters. I'm looking at you, Jordan, and Cody.
I don't hate you on this. What are you talking about?
No, you guys, I got a little bit of
are they shaming you?
Not shaming, but they don't think I'm going to do it because they know what I'm like when I'm hangry.
Oh.
So I need to prove people wrong.
And that's why you'll succeed.
You're not getting that from me whatsoever.
I'm thinking about just eating meat. Constantly. Ooh. Just eat meat.
Like Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carnivore diet.
Just piss out a steak.
Dude, it's supposed to be so bad.
It's supposed to be horrible, like the first couple of weeks, shit wise.
How bad are those farts?
Ugh. Oh, I bet it's ridiculous. Toxic. Bad. And I bet your sweat smells bad. I bet it's horrible.
But he said he got, like, he felt healthier after, yeah, right?
Apparently.
It's crazy.
And his shit's got to be normal.
Got to be.
Got to be.
Well, how long did it take for that?
He said it was like diarrhea for 2 weeks. And I was like, if I was doing that for more than a couple of days, I'd be like, nah. I can't do this. Not like this.
I think I'm out.
Every diet is crazy how much your body changes. Because even with keto, they call it like a keto flu. You feel like dog shit for like 3 days.
Your gut biome is changing.
That's also kind of like shows you the shit that you've been eating too.
Right. But I can't imagine, like, honestly, because an all meat diet, that can't be good for you. Because
it sounds like college to me.
I think if you're cutting out the sugar and like breads and shit,
right,
you're going back to, I mean, thinking about what we did 10,000 years ago when we were just eating bison and shit.
Right.
Like, we didn't have vegetables.
But we
didn't
also, died when we were, 15.
Unless you were super strong from eating just meat all the time.
So much protein.
True story.
How and gross would your jizz be if you're just eating protein?
Oh, my God. I'm just glad I don't have to taste it. I'm not laying down if that's what you're thinking.
Yuck. Usually when you have diabetes or some other health thing, they tell you to go on a plant-based diet. Yeah. So if you're doing the exact opposite of that and only eating meat, I was like, I don't know.
It's a cancer-based diet.
Yeah. It can't be good.
Let us know how that goes, Brian.
I think a lot of those studies, though, aren't taking into account other things. They're just, I mean, they're looking at people that eat meat, but they're not looking at what else is in their diet.
Cheetos,
sugar, bread. Yeah. Are they exercising? Are they smoking? Are they anal sex? What have you?
What?
They don't take into the whole picture.
All the blockages that are happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. That would be hilarious if that became a question. Questionnaires. Well, are you diabetic? Do you perform anal sex?
Do you poo push?
Is something in your butt right now?
Are you preparing for something?
Did you take poppers before you entered this building?
Loosens your butthole.
That Michael Douglas movie. With
what?
The
pop- what?
with, you don't remember the Damon Michael Douglas movie about the
poppers?
Yes,
I'm
dude.
Confused.
The HBO movie about the dude that played the piano.
Oh. Fuck.
And he was fucking. Yes.
Behind the candelabra.
Yes. Thank you.
Who
thank
is
you.
Is that Liberace?
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
I just remember. Yeah, that's me.
The one of Hopper.
I just remember Austin Powers. Liberace was gay.
Women loved him.
Yeah, baby.
So what's gone on in the last 2 years?
It's Trump's America now.
He's still president, although he was impeached.
It's a voting year.
He has been impeached.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were like, nah.
It's Mitch. It's fine. He's still
Mitch
alive.
Is still around.
Mitch is still here.
Turtles live forever, so. Yeah.
We do have a new governor. That's not a complete dick.
Bevin is out.
Yes.
I
ding
do
dong.
Have with that.
On Fido's asshole.
Classic.
So maybe we can see some change in this state.
Yeah.
Before he left, he pardoned a serial killer. Someone who murdered and put bodies
people?
In a
and a dude that
a barrel.
Raped a bunch of girls.
Yeah, so he's real great family man, really.
Dude, I don't get these
Christian
pardons,
values.
Man. Why do they give anyone this pardon power? It's fucking bullshit. I feel like they just pardon people just to get kickbacks and shit.
It's a weird thing that they let them have. You
right?
would think that that's just an odd perk to their job, I guess.
Makes no sense. For some of these, the one that came. I hate that I'm saying this, but the one that Kim Kardashian helped with, that makes sense because it's a one-time drug
non-violent
offense and
drug.
You're just in prison for the rest of your life. It makes no fucking sense. But when people are genuinely put away for murder or rape or whatever else, it's a terrible crime.
Or
those people
financial
should not
crimes.
Be pardoned. Yeah, people
we're talking
taking advantage of the system.
Blagojevich.
Yeah, he got pardoned, right?
Did you see that? Yes, Trump pardoned him. Ugh. He compared himself the other night on the news to
MLK.
What?
Close. He compared himself to Nelson Mandela.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Illinois.
Can't. I moved from
that's,
there.
That's where yeah. you...
I Welcome left. To Kentucky.
Yeah. I left.
It don't yeah. get, it doesn't
Land of Bevan.
Yeah, it's great.
We still haven't seen the Ark exhibit in Kentucky.
That's still a thing?
Is it... It's still
around.
There?
It's still around.
Oh, I Jesus thought it Christ. Went away.
It's on its last leg.
Just to show the little kids that Noah, with his strength and brawn, saved all the animals?
Yeah, when he was 130 years old, he and his sons built a huge ship and got all the animals on
it. What did they do with the shit? All these animals on this boat, you're telling me they're not
Actually,
shitting their weight every day.
You know what? You have a good point. He might have been the start of global warming.
Woo!
All that waste back now into the ocean. Mm-hmm.
We're going to cancel man. Noah right now on yeah. this
Vote
podcast.
No.
Fuck that guy. Mm. He ruined
you
everything.
Think about all of the gases that come from poo
well,
and dumping them right into the water. That's just, you know, contributing to our environment's decline.
I'd rather have plastic, to be honest.
Jesus. I want to go on my own terms.
The plastic in the ocean, that's still there, growing day by day. But apparently they're creating...
Oh, Lord, three things we pray.
They're creating some type of organism that can eat the plastic.
Oh,
supposedly.
I'm sure that won't backfire.
I'm sure that's not going to make like this horrible other thing.
Can't wait till it's smarter than us.
That doesn't yeah. usually happen when humans
it also
fuck
eats
with anything.
Bone.
But,
it kills all of the sea creatures at the same time. That would be fantastic.
Coronavirus, that's a thing right now.
Tell me about
at
it.
At some point, it'll be here.
Is this the new
it's
Ebola?
In the States.
I don't know, because a lot of people are still living from it, though, right?
Yeah, they've cured it in a handful of instances.
In China or in America?
By only eating meat.
China.
But I haven't read that much into it, so I'm not going to be able to like educationally speak about this.
I'm not going to stress about it until it gets a little closer.
I'm fine. Like, it's not going to be a thing in a couple months.
I mean, you're a hermit, so...
Yeah, I don't go anywhere.
It's an election year, so it'll go
well,
till November.
I'm traveling in May and in October.
She's gone. Let's say goodbye to her now.
So, yeah.
We should probably... Find a schedule in the podcast for that.
Amazing.
She'll
I'm
call
excited.
In.
Yeah.
For I Europe? Haven't told you about my October one.
Where are you going?
My company is letting me go to India.
Killer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be
Shake
going?
Shake with Two your weeks. Left hand, right?
And well, that, so it was actually, I was, yeah, I was, no, it's not a thing. I was actually.
It is. It's a thing.
Slap hands.
I was in a meeting and I was asked to basically like reiterate everything that I learned. And as I was talking about it, one of the guys I work with, his name is Bala, he started shaking his head no. And I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry. Did I get all of that wrong? And he got so embarrassed. He's like, oh no, that doesn't mean no where I come from. I'm sorry. You're doing fine. And I was like, okay.
What does
so
no
confusing.
Mean?
Where it's like an acknowledgement from. That you're talking.
Does no mean yes?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
So he was like shaking his head.
That's confusing for the Me Too movement.
We're going to have some real problems.
And I was so fun. Everyone just made fun of me. They're like, that's not confusing at all, Haley. Like, you're doing fine. No, you're not. Yes, you are.
You're doing fine,
like,
honey.
Oh, no.
This is such an inside joke with all of them right now.
I know. Haley's such a fucking idiot.
Like, look at her. We they convinced her no means yes.
Yeah. I go to India and I'm like, nice to meet you. And they're like, why are you saying no to me, bitch?
Like, oh. I knew it.
Fuck. But yeah, I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's October?
Cool. Mm-hmm. And they said Jonathan can come.
Sweet.
Will he go?
We don't know yet. We're going to suss it out because they'll pay for me to go and then I would just have to cover his expenses. They'll pay for all of our stuff together and then they'll
So
just...
like hotel would be paid
yeah.
for.
Yep.
That's
so
awesome.
It's basically just his flight and like the tours that we go on and stuff. I just have to figure out like where we would be locationed because if it's not actually close to stuff that he can do on his own while I'm actually having to work, it might not be worth his while. So... We're still looking into it, but...
So little Magnus is going to be bunking up with Uncle J-Bone.
Drew.
Or Drew
covering,
will be there.
Yeah, Drew's covering the May one.
Drew will
sure.
be there with the
nice.
Peanut butter.
Gross.
I think that's partner number three.
He's into his dance.
Yeah, no. We got him to cover for May, for
Shout
sure.
out, Drew.
We don't know about October yet.
Love that pasta.
Loves it. Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he actually did a dinner party last night.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. My
did he bring a lady
up.
Home last night?
No.
He always uses protection most of the time.
I told Jonathan, I was like, I do want a bigger house eventually because I love our house.
Already talking house number two.
Well, I love our house, but like I don't, our main living space is those three rooms. I don't have anywhere else to go if I wanted to be alone.
Same situation with our old house.
Like I would have to go to the bedroom And just like that feels weird. Like there's no like open normal space for me to just be separate from everybody. If our basement was finished, maybe it would work out, but
yeah. I mean, you do have potential for that basement.
Ceilings are so low. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Cause I would also like an office and things like that. And I don't have any of that. So we wouldn't upgrade until a potential baby was in the picture, but that's not for a while. So
at least 9 months.
Yeah. I was going to say at least 9 to 10 months.
More than that.
After Mumbai or during Mumbai.
Oh, that's exactly where you want to be when you're pregnant.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I'm just saying to conceive.
I don't think I would be allowed to travel there if I was pregnant.
You can name the baby Gandhi.
Because you have to get all of your...
And then he can pass with your husband.
I had some funny little articles that I found over the last couple of years that I randomly saved.
Oh my God. I love it.
Are we going to remember them?
Probably not. Most of these are either just interesting or just really stupid articles that...
Right. Jordan, by the way, I love on your bookshelf you have these DVDs here. It's very nice.
They got to go somewhere.
No doubt.
I've got Haley's photo up there.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of this room. That's how it should be.
James Gandolfini's son is playing young Tony in the Sopranos prequel.
Really?
How old was that?
That was as of a year ago, so I'm sure it's already filmed by now.
I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, David Chase, they're making the movie about Tony's dad.
What?
Oh, dude.
I know.
You would love it.
Haley.
I watched Peaky Blinders. Is it similar?
No.
It's much better. Peaky Blinders is good. But
I was about to say, you shut your mouth.
I love Peaky Blinders.
I love Peaky Blinders.
I think I was the one to tell you about Peaky Blinders.
Let's not give credit where credit isn't due, okay?
You haven't told us shit.
I brought you to Succession. I'm sorry. You need to watch The Sopranos.
How many seasons is it?
Like 6.5.
Dude, in the later seasons, it just gets better and better.
They're amazing.
Is it the ending good, too? I hate when shows are amazing.
It's amazing.
A Dexter ending.
They did a really good ending. It's
Don't
not a Dexter
it.
Ending.
Don't spoil it for yourself.
He's become a lumberjack. And
it's nothing like Dexter.
Mourned the loss of his sister.
Dexter is shit.
At the sea. God. Yeah.
Wait, wasn't he fucking her? Or was that in real life?
Whoa.
I forgot.
She wanted to fuck him during the show. It was like a weird sexual relationship. During the show, she like loved her brother and had feelings for him.
This is not Game of Thrones, ma'am. This is the real world.
In real world,
oh, that happened
they did
too.
Fuck each other.
Yeah, I know that.
Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's a
god. That was
bad ending.
Probably the worst final season.
Yes.
When he says Bran should be king, I was like,
"What did you throw at the TV?
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me! This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
Also, I waited for this.
Also, if that's the case, the show could have ended after season one because Bran should have seen that he was going to be king.
Well, I think that is part of it. He was like,
Hodor.
Why do you think I came all this way? Because they're going to make me king. I was like, are you fucking kidding me with this guy? Fuck this guy. Next.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm not seeing the prequels. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Sorry, Sammy.
I like Sophie Turner. I follow her on Instagram.
I do like her.
Her and Joe Jonas are really cute.
I like
Did you see
vibe.
Her shotgunning the beer at the whatever game she was at?
Glass of wine, too.
She's cute, so. No, dude,
she just like
wine.
Anytime she's on like jumbo wine,
wine.
She's on that jumbo wine, jumbo.
She'll like chug whatever she has in her hand. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah, she did well getting into the Marvel franchise, even though it's
not good.
Dog shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But she got that payday. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Oh yeah, she was the Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Next.
Did you guys plan that?
No.
Oh wow.
We didn't.
It's instinct. It's
interesting.
Seth Rogen and The Lonely Island are working on a spoof film for the Fire Festival.
Still hasn't come out.
I'm
when
into that.
When was that published?
Middle of last year.
All right.
So they've probably been working on it, maybe?
I do like Seth Rogen a lot.
And you said The Lonely Island, like Andy Samberg in that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be funny.
He's on a lot of those chef shows, Ugly Delicious.
Oh, fucking delicious or fuck that's delicious or
something.
Oh, is that where they smoke weed?
Is it with Action Bronson?
No, it's with the...
David Chang? Ugly Delicious.
Ugly Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they go to Toronto, he always like smokes them up and they like just walk around and eat donuts and shit.
Smoke it up.
Sounds great. I'm going to Toronto, so I'm hoping to get some.
You're going to go see Drake?
No.
Holla.
In his wheelchair.
If I ever met Drake, by the way, mark my words, I will say, hey, I have a friend, Brian Cupper, and he says, fuck you.
And then spit on his face.
Yeah. Kick him in the shin.
In your eyes, you get angry.
And
yeah,
then good. Have Jonathan record it so we can send that to you, Brian, every single day as a reminder.
Then he has this, like, this whole hate
like,
album
fuck
of Brian
you.
Cupper.
That would be hilarious. You'd be okay with it. I'd be like,
This is how you get famous.
This is the bangers.
The rivalry between Brian Cupper.
Only bangers.
And Drake.
We're on Stitcher Radio, bitch.
I don't even know if we still are on Stitcher Radio.
Represent.
Probably not.
There's no way. No. Like,
nah, dog.
There's nothing.
Yeah. How? Why are you all listening right now? I don't know. High school puts on Adulting Day for students, and it teaches them how to pay bills, change tires, and cook.
I still need to learn how to change a tire, so.
This was actually Bullet. This is Bullet Central High School in Shepherdsville that did this, and it took like national news for this.
Awesome.
The fact that it's national news.
That you're doing something that should be done just right, all the time, like, anyway. Idiots. This generation.
They just don't understand. Illinois marijuana dispensaries sold more than $10.8 million worth of recreational weed in the first 5 days of sales.
5 days?
Did any of that go to paying off their extreme amount of debt?
Hello,
or are
no.
they just pocketing that?
Blagojevich.
That's how he paid for his pardon, probably.
I'm all for weed. More.
Did you see that Kentucky?
In the House.
But did you see what they passed, like the restrictions?
It's only edible, and it's for people that have nausea and vomiting, cancer, pain. Did they say anxiety?
Dude, my period creates nausea. Can I get...
Hell yeah, dog.
I get nausea when I ride in the back seat.
But you can only... It's only for eating, which is hilarious because you get way more high than smoking. Fools!
Classic.
Which, you know, the past that, then it's just one step closer.
That's it's, what, like, that's, yeah. it's improvement.
It's like so a year
was,
away.
So that was passed?
In the House.
In
the Senate.
It's got to pass the Senate.
It's still a steep climb in the Senate. Even
and unfortunately, the Senate is where all the fucking bumfuck assholes... Because their whole thing is like, we don't see the benefit in it. It's against our Christian values. Like,
and then they say...
Fuck your Christian values. Separation. Don't tell me how to live my life.
They say exactly what they say about Biden. What Biden says. Like, I think there still needs to be some studies done.
But give me a
I'm
fucking break.
I'm sick of all these dusties, guys. I can't.
I just want all these people to die.
I just don't like it when people keep bringing religion into politics. Like, there's a reason.
I just had to hit the wood. I guess I could have hit that.
There's
too.
A reason like, why we keep saying separation of church and state. Like, religion, you should not be thanking God after your fucking political conversation. I'm sorry, but that is not a thing that needs to be a thing anymore.
But when you win the Super Bowl,
praise Jesus and Allah. But anyway, so I was at church earlier, and I literally had this earlier. Thought. I had this thought while this little girl was being baptized. Oh. And I was like, religion is so wild, because if there isn't a God and there isn't all this shit, like, how ridiculous would it be seeing it from the other side? Like, look at these idiots
or there are so
praising
many...
something that doesn't exist, believing things that never happened. Like, this is all fucking a waste.
Well, there are so many religions out there. What are the chances that you chose the right one?
And why is it Christianity is okay, but, like, Kabbalah and shit is so wrong or whatever? Like, if you're not killing people...
Because Madonna does it?
If you're not killing people, like, it's all good. Do whatever you want. But it's just funny that people think that...
Well, that was...
That one thing is normal and the other thing isn't.
That was the whole point of religion to begin with, to basically write down your moral code so people follow certain rules. Like, hey, it's not cool to kill your neighbor. Hey, it's not cool to fuck your neighbor's wife. Like,
and if you do
that's
it,
all fucking common sense.
You have to cut off your hand.
Yeah.
And give them a it testicle. Was basically just establishing a baseline that people just clung to and created their own flavors of, and now it is the only thing that you can follow.
Yeah, I just had that thought earlier, though. I was like, you know, if there is nothing after this, what a fucking silly way to spend your life.
I wasted so much time here.
My mom told me that.
I see, and that's another thing. I don't think it's a waste necessarily.
If you find
if it makes you feel a certain way,
sure.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
If it makes you want to be a better person, I think that's important. But sticking it into all this government bureaucratic bullshit is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
# Noah's Ark.
That's right.
I remember...
Give that guy another million so he can run that fucking place.
So Cody and I were both baptized, but that was it. And then, like, growing up, they basically said, like, we want you all to be educated enough and make your own decisions on what you want to believe in. Because if you, like, start out being, like, religious as a child, you kind of fall into it and you don't have any other exposure to other religions necessarily. So that was really cool. But we did get baptized. So we're like, what the fuck's up with us getting baptized when we're babies then? And she's like, oh, that was kind of just like a catch-all. Like, in case this is a thing, we don't want you to be damned immediately.
Yeah. That's kind of the Tyson's reasoning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Humans are so weird.
All right, so you remember hearing when Bevan was talking about these chicken pox parties or whatever?
Yeah.
The anti-vaxxers?
Yeah, so they're getting a bunch of kids that didn't get the vaccine together around one kid that does have chicken pox so they can expose the kids to the chicken pox, and that's a more natural way of doing it.
Why don't they just go to, like, just, why do we have to do all this other bullshit? Like, people just live your life. Sometimes you get chicken pox, sometimes you don't. Like, what's the big deal?
So are you taking a strong anti-vax stance?
No, fucking vaccinate the kids. Like, what is the problem here? This is so stupid. Someone's going to get measles and die. It's like there's a reason that shit's not around
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, well, doctors even said this is not good for kids because some kids may react totally different
yeah.
if it's not in like a vaccine.
Yeah, fuck anti-vaxxers too. Stick them next to the asshole Christians trying to tell me how to live my life. They're all the same.
Older people are the fastest growing group of cannabis users.
Good.
That's no surprise, I don't think.
So right, you would think Biden would be okay with it then. There's not enough makeup in the world to cover his liver spots.
He's done enough blow. This is some fucking hypocritic bullshit, though.
His son has, Jesus Christ.
Off of his...
Hunter?
Sister-in-law? Was that what it was?
Wait, what?
No, these were the strippers that he was with.
Oh, didn't one of his sons marry the other son's wife after he died?
The dead son's wife, yeah. Okay. Let's... transition into that then.
That's the
who do you think
where are we going?
Who do you think is going to be the Democratic nominee? I don't want a roundabout. Just give me a name. What you got?
It's going to be Warren.
I wanted Yang.
Sanders.
I wanted Yang.
I wanted Yang as well.
It's Bernie. I hope it's Bernie. Yeah.
It's going to be Warren or Bernie. Hopefully. If it's neither, I'm going to be so fucking angry.
Bloomberg can set another $500 million on fire.
Did like you watch that debate?
Yeah, he got
Warren drafted raked. An agreement to release the NDA so if the employees actually want to come forward, they're going to be able to.
Holla.
It's hilarious. It was a
He's
consensual agreement. I was like, go fuck yourself. No, it wasn't.
How do you not prepare for that question?
God.
Like, that was insane.
Why
that he was not.
Who's telling this guy to do this in the first place?
Well, like, you know who's like leading his campaign right now? Fisher.
Oh, really?
The Louisville, yeah. He's a co-chair of his
You're
campaign.
You're lying. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Fucking weird.
Right? But he's given Louisville a lot of money, and I think that's probably a reason.
It all comes back to money.
Yeah.
Money and power. That's yeah. all that matters.
So I was watching something today about how they said it's going to be like a brokered convention where there's not going to be one person that gets the amount of delegates they need. So then it's going to go into this thing, and then they're all the super delegates are going to be the ones that are going to figure it out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
See what these fucking people
then,
come up with.
And they said that they're very anti...
They'll probably put Hillary back in there.
They're very anti-Sanders. That means that Sanders would probably get a majority of the delegates, but not meet the threshold, and then not end up being the person that's going to be...
It's a shit show. He's going to win because these people are a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
They can't get anything together that's positive.
I feel like with the amount of moderates that are running, if you add them all up, that in itself could beat Sanders, but the fact that it's all split up between like four or five different moderates right now,
yeah,
they'll never be able to beat Sanders that way. It's the same way. That's how Trump was the Republican nominee.
Right.
I think if you just like literally take a step back and look at the candidates for the Democratic Party, the main motivation for me is just like anger with the system, and you can't trust anybody. You can't trust news sources. The only thing that is like a pro is the fact that Bernie Sanders has been preaching the exact same message and has been entirely consistent for like
decades,
40 years.
Will he be able to get any of the stuff he's running on past through
not
the Senate?
Not with Mitch McConnell in the Senate.
Yeah, not if they don't have enough senators to
unless he
back
just
it up.
Pulls a Trump, which is unfortunate, and just executive decisions everything.
And that's what's going to happen because it's just going to be more extreme.
The fact that our system is supposed to be checks and balances but is only checks and it's all based on whatever line you're affiliated with and not what's actually good for people, our system is broken in general.
Sad. It's just going to get uglier, unfortunately.
Yes, it's not going to be good.
And then the guy after Trump will be worse. It'll just get worse.
You mean Pence?
No.
I think Pence is young enough where he could take a good 10 years off and come back because he's going to run.
You think so?
Absolutely. 100%.
That's the only reason you agree to
be
a vice president.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He would get all the religious conservatives on his side for sure.
Electroshock.
Are those the only
therapy?
People that care, I guess? It's like the people that want to keep other people from... aborting children and
problem,
not using drugs or gambling
the
or
problem
sinning.
Is
get the sins
to,
out. It's like bloodletting over here. Go back to the medieval times, you fucking assholes. I'm over it.
So who are you going to vote for, though?
Whoever the Democrat is, unfortunately.
So when
it could literally be any of them.
No, when it gets to Kentucky, are you voting in the primaries?
Honestly, I'd probably vote for Bernie.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
I really want to...
I like Clementum a little bit, although she sounds like a crazy person sometimes.
Klobuchar?
Yeah.
I've always liked Warren. I like some of the stuff when she kind of attacked Bloomberg on things, but then she starts to go a little too low with like, look how short he is. It's like that stuff. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Right.
But I like a lot of her plans, so I would probably vote for her if I could, knowing that probably Sanders would end up winning. Haley, yeah. Who you got?
I'm between Bernie and Warren at the moment, so... I'll just have to see how the rest kind of plays out to make
either
my
of
decision.
Those.
I will say consistency is going to be key for me. Like, I don't trust anything. I don't trust how things get spun in the media. I think lately I do think that there's a stigma against women running, but at the same time, I think Warren is like a person who will literally do anything to win. So like when that shit came out about Bernie saying a woman can't run and that came from Warren's camp, I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, he has been so supportive of like all minority groups ever. Yeah. That is a fucking bullshit. And then at the same time,
there's one or two shady things about her, the way she's
backed
done
her
this.
Super PAC thing. She's shifting things that she had a stance on. And I think she's only doing it because she really wants to win, which makes sense. But I'm really focused on a person who you know is going to be consistent and stand by their values no matter what.
So you would just go Bernie.
And
man,
I'm going Bernie.
Like,
yeah.
I did like Yang a lot, though.
Yang
I
was
wish
good.
I wish
have you seen, he's been a CNN analyst.
Is he? He's probably, I mean, if Bernie won, I'm sure he'd put him in some type of...
He's been a really good analyst. Like, he talks about...
the Fed or something.
Like, this is what's going on behind the scenes with each one of them. He said Steyer's probably going to go here soon. Klobuchar, if she doesn't do really well in South Carolina, she's going to be out.
Yeah. How'd she do in Nevada?
Not good.
Not good. She got like 8 votes. No, that was Tulsi got 8.
Tulsi got...
Tulsi.
And she got 8 votes. And then
Joe Rogan's favorite.
Uncommitted got 64 votes.
Yeah.
When is the Kentucky primary?
That's not a percentage.
Like,
that is a count.
Basically, when it's the Kentucky primary, when you already know who's going to win.
Nobody gives a fucking shit.
Which is why I wish they rotated states around, because Kentucky, who cares?
I think everyone just needs to like focus on the reason people are voting for certain people. Like, we need to stop with the Democrat versus Republican and actually like educate people and make an effort to get people aligned on like actual values that are being presented and established.
Are you worried that's just preaching on deaf ears, though? Because people are, it's so segmented now, and it's such a, like, I'm on this side. If you're not on this side, fuck you.
And it's always going to be that way unless something, like, fundamentally changes with people.
Online voting. Why do we have to go to a fucking...
I actually don't trust that.
No.
I don't trust the way it is now. The way they have it fucking...
I would trust it now more than online. Online would be super... I wish they made it a national holiday to vote.
Well, yeah, like, what's the... We have a fucking President's Day for a holiday for people not to go into banks and shit. Why can't that be
Shout out, Jonathan.
Day? Holla.
Yeah, he did have that off. I was like, fuck. I was jealous.
Dan has that off every fucking year. I'm like, god damn it. This and fucking... it's
Flag
Columbus,
Day.
MLK.
Is Columbus Day a thing still or no?
Because Indigenous People's Day.
He raped...
That's what they're calling it now.
Well, they should.
What? Yeah.
Because he fucked
Indigenous
him over
people
pretty bad.
Day.
What?
Indigenous.
Which was what?
Columbus Day.
Oh, Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't been super great with Indians in this country, y'all.
There are new downward tilting toilets that are designed to make it unbearable to sit for more than 5 minutes. They're doing this for workplace.
I'm against this.
So people don't go in the toilet for like more than 5 minutes. They
really?
Go back to work. Yeah.
That's like micromanaging to a whole new level.
Right?
What have you been doing today?
Do you know how
I know
you just
can only
shitting all day?
Sit for 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
They said it like tilts 13 degrees down, which makes it unbearable for
your employees to do what they're supposed to do to the fact that you want to upgrade toilets. Like, just fire them and get new people.
My God, I would quit in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Is this China? Like, where are we right now?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
Who wants this? Is this America that's saying this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't produce anything. Get off your high horse. We don't do shit.
We don't add
Let
anything.
Us go to the bathroom in peace. Go fuck yourself. God.
Baby boomers.
Woo! Share
nearly 7 times as many fake news articles on Facebook.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I was thinking.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry, Brian, but Starbucks blocked pornography at stores.
Damn. The Wi-Fi was crisp.
You may have noticed over the last year that that's been blocked. Robert Pattinson is the hottest man in the world, according to the Golden Ratio.
New Batman.
New Batman. Yeah.
Have you seen the stills of the new suit?
Yeah.
Do they have nipples?
What do you think?
No.
Are
no,
there nipples?
No nipples.
Is there a dick tip?
It's just a little tip.
The crown. The actual Batman logo on his chest is made out of the gun that killed.
It's gunmetal.
It's the gun that killed his parents.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll get to see that again.
Is this a movie or a show?
Movie. He's supposed to be, what, more of a detective in this one? And there's Catwoman who's going to be
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
Caraba.
And
have you seen her in the outfit?
No. Did they come up with
that? Meow. She's super hot. I like her.
She looks just like her mom.
She's also super hot. Yeah.
She did a remake on Hulu of
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity. I haven't watched
her
it.
Her mom was also
it.
In that.
Right. I know.
Super bangable.
Hello.
Swing.
Swing.
I think he's mansplaining High Fidelity
to
you.
Yeah, she is.
Hello. Have you seen Cusack before?
She was also on Hot Ones recently, by the way.
Was she?
Yeah.
You love that show.
I do.
Recommend that.
I did.
Hot on it.
Do you not listen to me because I'm a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever, whatever, whatever.
I'm just a Bernie bro, okay? Me and Rogan in this corner.
There's a deaf man from Brooklyn that's suing Pornhub over the lack of closed captioning.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. That's great. He wants to know what they're saying.
It's the only way he'll get there.
Grunt,
I was
grunt,
like, that's
grunt.
The only benefit, I think.
It just loud
you don't have to listen to the bad plots and porn scenes.
Got
to
hear the slap.
Ugh. You wouldn't hear it. You would read it. Slap.
Well, you got to know when it's happening.
Him,
what
it
a ball sack sounds
reading.
Like hitting against butt cheeks.
Cheek, cheek, cheek.
Fom, fom, fom. Like, what would the, how would you spell that out?
Slap. You would just
would
say
it
slap.
Be slap?
Yeah.
I think it should be better.
I would love
noise.
If it said fump.
Fump, 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 fump.
Dude, that is a serious plug if you're saying fump.
You guys are fucked up.
There's a Louisiana principal that resigned after being arrested at a strip club while on a school field trip.
Oh, my God.
Cops were called because there was an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill.
That's
so
Louisiana?
Yeah. Louisiana.
Down the bayou.
Oh, have you all seen that The Pharmacist, the Netflix?
No.
That I recommended?
I've watched the first two episodes. It is quite good. Sad story. I'm not to where he kind of transitions, though, yet. To
a woman.
Exactly.
Episode
3. I'm not to that part
I haven't
yet.
Seen this or paid attention to your text about it, so I don't know anything.
I just assume you don't read
she
any
you,
of my
by the way.
Yeah.
I feel if like I don't the get only, it, we're the only ones talking on the group chat.
If I don't get an immediate response from her, I know she's just never going to read whatever.
Well,
I said.
You guys text me when I'm like extremely busy
sure,
for some
sure,
reason.
It's our fault.
And
it's our fault.
I'm not going to scan to read 80.
It takes too much effort.
Yes.
To move that finger.
Yes. It does.
What else are you doing on the toilet?
Nothing.
There you
I
go.
I don't have time.
She's sliding off because they inserted
five,
the new one in there.
5 minutes
just
only.
Just for her. There was a man that requested trial by combat with a Japanese sword to settle a dispute with his ex-wife. This
Jesus.
Is in Iowa. So
the caucus really worked out.
That was a disaster.
Oh, my God.
Why do we still
would
have
she
caucuses,
she tried to
by
rescind
the
her yeah. vote once she found out Pete was gay.
Oh. Oh.
I was like.
Oh, you watched that one?
Yeah.
Because I sent that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough.
I was like, oh.
I want to look at that lady. I'm like, this is what we're waiting on. Like, they're in an Iowa for this long for the, like, yeah. these people.
Yes.
They need to take that shit
do you
away.
See the amount of population in Iowa versus how many show up to these caucuses?
No.
Iowa, it was like 2% of the population
yeah,
of
it's
Iowa.
Fucking
that's
stupid.
What we're waiting on. That's what they're. And then for what was last night's Nevada?
Nevada, yeah.
Nevada.
It's Nevada.
I believe it's Nevada, actually.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada in this house.
Holy.
And they said it was like a record for the caucus at 4%
yeah.
of the population.
It's
what's,
bullshit.
New Hampshire, when
what's
they
the
voted,
point of this?
It was
well, 20%.
Going
to places where it's like everything is so fucking spread out. You got to cut through cornfields to get to the Iowa.
Well,
caucus.
Not only that, you have to after,
die in the desert before I get to this caucus.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, for Iowa, the people had to, like, they'd leave work, they'd have their two kids, and you got to stand in line and do this whole situation.
To raise your hand in do-si-do into different corners of the
to
room.
To be in a room for 4 hours?
Right.
How is that easier?
Like, I get the tradition of it, but like...
It's not
it's
a tradition.
Not...
They just implemented it not too long ago. At
oh,
least in,
I thought
in,
it...
Really?
In Nevada.
No, but like the tradition of doing the caucus is what I'm saying. Like, that whole process has been around for a while.
I think the Iowa caucus has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Next!
There was a man that wanted to sue the NFL because the halftime show made him horny.
Chello.
That's the whole point, bruh.
Yeah, man.
Been showing you nipples since
Saddle
2002.
Up. Dude, Shakira looked great.
Shakira yes. over J-Lo.
Have you seen Hustlers?
No.
No.
That's a good movie. She plays a stripper, by the way. Super hot. Shakira.
The pole dancing
Shakira,
during
though.
The halftime show?
Yes. Shakira, though. A-Rod is weird.
See, I'm a little...
I don't like that relationship.
I'm like kind of peeved that everyone is talking about how hot they were, but not the fact that they made like a very strong political statement by having children singing in cages.
That, yeah.
Didn't even pay attention.
Okay.
Sure.
Shakira, though.
I did read about that
and
afterwards.
Her like tongue.
I wasn't drawn to it.
Yeah.
I was drawn to the shaking asses, to be honest.
Their message was a little lost. Yeah.
And they probably could have done that better.
Yeah.
It was maybe giving the kids a stage on themselves for a second. Yeah.
I did hear people like, who are these reggaeton rappers? Like, why are they out there? It's like, it's in Miami. These people are super fucking popular.
Yeah. Dude, I hate to say
you're
that.
A racist asshole.
I was one of those people who was like, I don't know who the hell these people are.
That but you didn't like dislike it because of that.
No, but I was kind of just like, who is this guy? He sucks. So I kind of disliked it. Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I didn't know there were two different guys.
Yes.
I thought it was just a
they don't all look
change.
The same either.
God. Jesus.
So anyway.
Just because they're tanned.
Just because I'm dressed this way. Does not.
You got some
make
tiny boots on. Right.
Brian, this is up your alley.
Give it to me.
I clearly saved this for you. There's a perfume for people that want to smell like semen. Now, it's called Magnificent Secretions.
Ew.
And it's supposed to smell like blood, sweat, semen, and saliva.
Jesus Christ. Blood?
I mean, you're not doing it right.
What's the blood for? The iron content of that needs to be out. So is this, you said perfume? I'm a man. I do not wear perfume. Thank you. I wear cologne. If there's a cologne out there.
One person described
it. It's pronounced cologne. Okay.
One person described it as horrifying. So
Diana. Diana, she's like, no.
Gross.
This shouldn't exist.
Not in the face.
Not again.
Can you imagine those sprayers and department stores literally just being like, shh, shh, and now you smell like jizz, and you smell like jizz.
It's just a bucket to puke in.
Yeah. Bradford Pears, y'all. Get into it.
Dude, magnificent secretions.
Just take a little drive down
secretions,
42.
Secretions. That's
summertime.
Like a delicate milking. That's Ooh. Not what happens when you jerk off.
Some people.
Violent shaking. I don't know what to call it, but Good secretions should
The perfume's called violent shaking.
violent strokes.
Pulsating.
You know how some of the states have like crazy little laws? Sex for unmarried people in Virginia may soon be legal. That was a thing. So evidently that was illegal in Virginia.
That's hilarious. Thomas Jefferson sure didn't think so. Am I right?
Damn.
That's right. Next.
Yeah. He was married.
And what about all of his lady friends that
he
were also
He was married.
Side pieces, yeah.
He was married.
That oh, so you had to be married and then you could sleep with whomever as long as you were
there
married.
There may be a loophole in that.
Oh.
He probably put it in there.
He was married to somebody.
There's a man that took LSD and fell in a lake at Disneyland Paris. He was found naked and confused hours later by the Captain Hook pirate ship.
That's pretty funny.
Sounds like a good trip.
I like that.
In more ways than one.
Bingo.
There's an Australian guy who banged a horse and said he did it because the horse winked at him.
Oh.
It was consensual.
Was he also on LSD?
Because the horse sniffed his crotch first and made direct eye contact.
Is this pre or post fires? Because
pre.
Love lost. Ain't no surprise.
That guy.
This is a Neil Diamond song.
There's so many things. Is it a male horse or a lady horse? How do you insert yourself into a horse?
Great question. A stool.
Brian, how do you do it?
You got to step up. Or you can use a fence post.
I believe he
Did
was.
Put it in the booty?
They charged him for.
Sodomy.
Yeah. Inserting his penne. And then also.
His penne pasta.
They I think they mentioned something about oral sex as well.
No.
Why you would... That's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
For that horse. I mean...
Oh, the horse was sucking him or he was sucking the horse?
I hope the horse is
Good
sucking
Christ.
Him.
Good Christ. Give that man an award. That would kill most people.
People are so gross.
Straight shot to the back of the throat there. That is...
Living on the edge.
Bob's your uncle.
So...
That's so upsetting.
Yeah, that's too bad. I don't like anyone fucking an animal. Let's not...
You brought it up.
We're past this. Let's just move on.
Dude, it sniffed his crotch and he winked at him. I mean, what are you...
Some people.
He blinked. He could only just see one eye. A horse is massive. Where was he standing?
I don't know those details. Yeah.
Speaking of horse, have you all watched BoJack?
No.
You're not a BoJack fan? Mm. You all just hate everything that I like. It's fine.
You just like really shitty things.
Yeah. Sure.
Like
sure.
One good thing.
Sure. Sure.
I love that it's been 2 years, and you pick it right up with these recommendations. BoJack isn't as extreme, though.
Isn't that
people like the show?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Shout out Bree. Bree likes the show.
She probably likes it to
just to appease me.
To appease Sammy.
Because we text each other, and I'm like, "Hey, what about BoJack?" She's like, "Yes."
You're like 1-4-3. And what was the comedian that talked about
Doug Stanhope?
You and Doug Stanhope.
I have been yes. Let's go back to that, by the way. Was she not beating the shit out of Johnny Depp?
She admitted.
Indeed, there was.
She admitted to hurting him. Yes.
Thank you. I rest my case. Doug Stanhope showed me the way, and I tried to help you all out, but you just hate.
Brianna's your only follower.
I'm just right about all these things.
Are you?
Yes.
That's interesting. Very interesting take. Hot take, if you will.
Can you all think of any other crazy things that happened over the last 2 years?
What's crazy is if you asked me that question 4 years ago, I would have said everything that happened in 2 years has been crazy. But now we just live in a world that's kind of insane.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like just kind of the new norm.
Yeah. Normal.
I've got this fun little thing.
Better or worse. Ooh. Normal. Did you bring out a dildo? What are you doing back there?
That's exactly right, Brian.
All right.
All this.
I noticed you sniffed my crotch.
All this horse over here.
Fucking talk really gets you going.
So,
is it geography based? Because I'm out.
Yeah, we're not going to do any geography questions.
I pulled out a trivia game. I'm fucked.
I'm out.
So there is a trivia for millennials.
Ooh.
They have like technology.
Oh, gosh.
Music.
Muzak.
Haley, you could probably
music
do well with that.
Makes my people
politics.
Come together. Yeah. Hot take. I really don't like Madonna.
Have you seen her lately?
I don't like her music.
Like all of it?
Yeah, like I'm really not a big Madonna
fan.
Like
not even borderline?
Correct.
Dude, interesting.
Like she's not really that talented.
She's
like,
looking rough now.
She doesn't have that good of a voice.
Okay.
She's the Britney Spears of her time.
That's an insult to Britney.
Okay.
Not as strong.
I see you that she's not like a strong singer, like vocally.
Right.
But you can't say she's not talented when it comes to like the whole thing.
Well, I'm saying as a singer,
she was Madonna.
She's not talented.
I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
But you're saying you don't even like the songs.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't like the music.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot take.
I can't go with
I
you.
I tried to like it, and then I was like, you know what? I really just don't like it.
Okay. Did you just think about this like recently?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like all the things that you're kind of like forced to like. You know, like you're like raised on certain things, and everyone says, oh, they're the best. Like Beach Boys can suck it. I think Beach Boys are trash.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's a hot take.
Wow.
That's a hot take. I think you are alone in
that. I don't think I am.
I'm not a huge fan of the Beach Boys.
Thank you.
But I can't say that they're bad.
They are, though.
Your hatred for Madonna.
is.
I won't say hatred. I'm just never going to proactively try to listen to her.
I mean, now you're backtracking.
I don't think she's a good musician. I'm not going to listen to her music.
I'm just going to come over to your house and play Madonna and the Beach Boys back to back on the reg.
So I'm just going to randomly pull some cards out.
Game night.
So a couple of millennial trivia questions. Which one of these is not a real dating show on MTV?
What? I don't watch MTV anymore.
Girlfriend like, Swap, Parental Control, Date My Mom, or Room Raiders?
First one.
Date My Mom?
No, that was a thing.
That was a thing?
Haley's right. It's Girlfriend Swap.
Ooh! I don't remember the Date My
Ding.
Mom. Next level.
This is a gimme.
I remember Room Raiders. That was so fun.
That was a good
one. What nasty shit are you going to find?
And they watched them. Yeah, that was good.
What film famously crushed all our 90s dreams and via the introduction of Angelina Jolie led to the divorce of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Won't even give the rest of the answers.
We both knew it.
Yeah, that's right. I said yes.
That's a good movie.
They were both like in their...
I still watch that movie.
That was a fun movie.
They were both like in their... prime too. Like they were both really attractive.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
Nice shoes, Hollywood.
Brad Pitt's prime is
now
still there.
Yeah.
He's fucking hot as shit.
Ageless.
His Pretty poor much. Brother just he got all the good
he has
genes.
A brother.
Brad Pitt or Keanu Reeves? Haley, what you got?
For sexualness?
There you go.
Oh, dude.
Oh. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God, you look disgusted.
That's a silly
Keanu.
Question.
But like, wow. To want to hang out and be best friends forever, Keanu Reeves.
No one gives a fuck about that.
I do.
No one's talking about cuddling after.
So you fuck Brad Pitt, then you get Keanu in.
Yeah.
Just to kind of curl up next to you.
Just chill.
Yeah. To wipe the jizz away.
Bill and Ted, they're coming. Again.
The third movie, is that right? Yeah. There is a conspiracy theory that who was an extra in Home Alone? Tupac? JFK, Elvis Presley, or Jimi Hendrix?
Tupac?
Hendrix. In Home Alone? It would have to be Tupac. Everyone else is dead.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh. Jimi Hendrix.
Tupac?
Elvis Presley. There's a conspiracy theory that Elvis Presley...
is in the movie?
Is in the movie.
I've never heard that before.
Well, I guess it's not true.
It must be a bad conspiracy theory if you never heard about it.
I heard this on the Alex Jones show.
Which of these is not a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Oh, no.
Reservoir Dogs, Django Unchained, No Country for Old Men.
No Country.
Django.
No Country.
No Country for Old Men. You just had to say
the Coen Brothers.
Oh yeah.
In the HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David plays himself. What other show did Larry co-create that led to his rise to fame?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Do you know who produced that?
Seinfeld.
Who produced Seinfeld? Seinfeld? Who?
Castle Rock. Rob Reiner made like $1 billion. Really? Seinfeld.
No shit. In the YouTube series Soul Pancake.
What?
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I was like, I'm out.
Who?
I don't know what that is.
Ali Wong.
In Anchorman, Ron lets the team know that he will be going jogging or maybe yogging with Veronica and will have to miss what?
The pancake breakfast.
Okay, well.
Next, in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, what does Marv suggest as... I know Cuff's going to get all...
So stupid.
The Sticky Bandits.
as Harry's... Yep, okay. Let's see what else we got. Random shit. In 2018, United Airlines refused to allow what emotional support animal to board one of its planes?
Peacocks.
A pig named Peter, a peacock named Dexter, a kangaroo named Leonardo.
It's a peacock.
A falcon named Bert.
I said peacock.
A falcon named Bert. I'll peacock. Be Bert.
Peacock it is.
A guy named Bert. Shilana.
Temptress of the Woods. What
the fuck are you guys quoting?
A great movie. Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors.
What did Lindsay Lohan do in response to Pitbull rapping? Oh, close. To Pitbull rapping the line, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan.
She sued him for defamation.
Okay.
Was that it?
Yeah, it's exactly verbatim. One of the options. The band OK Go burst onto the scene with a music video featuring this exercise equipment. Wow, I think we found...
Peloton.
They look trapped.
Just a couple more. In T-Pain's song, Can't Believe It, what does he try to rhyme mansion with? I remember this. Shout out Kim.
Kimmy knows this one?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she went ice fishing. Did you see that?
It looked so cool.
That shit was wild.
She took
I was like, how do you get these kids
she
out of here?
She took a Snapchat of like the woman's bathroom and it was just a hole in the ground. I was like, fuck that.
She's a wild one, dude. Love you, Kim.
Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Mansion. I don't even know the song. Can you guys start singing it?
So the options are Lozenge, Action Bronson.
Action Bronson.
Laughing, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
That was a big hint.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kim.
Thanks, Kim. Wisconsin mansion. Okay.
I got Tyson to say, okay.
Did you really? Was that on that video?
No. That was separate.
You didn't tape it, how dare you?
I'm going to buy you a drink.
Ooh-wee.
I'm going to take you home with me. I got money in the bank. Ooh-wee.
We need to go to HBO.
What?
In the...
Karaoke, y'all.
Quit calling it that.
I thought you said HBO.
HBO.
Like,
HBO.
All right. In the category of politics, what exactly did Bill O'Reilly say in his infamous and hilarious rant on Inside Edition? We'll do it live.
Yes.
Fuck me, goddamn it. Yes. Fucking thing sucks.
Yes.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. You're all fired after this. Fucking thing sucks.
That one.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
He seems like
do
he
it live.
Threatened people's
I'll
jobs.
Write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. Fuck, 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 fuck.
The second one. I feel like he would say he was going to fire. He would say he would fire people.
I think it was the third one.
It's the third one because he talks about writing
fuck
it.
Fuck thing sucks.
I'll write it.
We'll do it live. Yeah, he's...
Oh.
Who reads these fucking books he writes, by the way? Like Dust. Killing Kennedy and Dust. Lincoln and all this bullshit.
Yeah, doesn't he kind of alter the story?
I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, but people buy him. I don't understand it. I don't get his...
I know three people that don't buy him.
I don't get his thing.
One, two, three.
Not my dad. He's like, yes, O'Reilly! Give me another one, brother!
We got mail sent to us. It was for the previous owners of the house. It was a letter from Trump. And I threw it away, and Jonathan goes, we could have paid for a $500 dinner. Like, trash.
It's trash.
It's trash.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was criticized after he closed a public beach and then did what?
He partied on the beach with his family.
Used the beach to dump waste, held a government fundraiser where the attendees had to pay to go.
Did he wear a white bathing suit?
Went to the then deserted beach with his family.
That one.
Yeah. Free Willy.
It is that one.
Beached whale. Yeah.
While attending the 2006 G8 summit, President George W. Bush raised eyebrows when he gave German Chancellor Angela Merkel what? a creepy, a uninvited neck rub.
That one. I remember that.
A hand-knitted sweater. An unusual, prolonged hug. A gift from Victoria's Secret.
The back rub.
Eyebrows.
I remember the back rub.
It was the back rub.
I remember that.
Yeah. Don't even have to check that.
Was he making it like Swedish or something?
No, he just like went up behind and just did like that. Like his face.
Too much.
His face was right next to her back too. And he was just, he was getting the knots out. And it was awkward to see.
Yeah.
He was on and his quaaludes.
I remember
so
everyone was
it.
Like, her face was not welcomed.
She did not like it.
No.
Mr. President.
And his dad was very handsy, too, so it just runs in the family, I guess.
I think men of a certain age...
His dad got handsy when he got older.
Don't be giving excuses to your disgusting
behavior. Oh, no, I'm not giving
behavior.
Him any excuses. I'm saying they're all assholes.
His dad would say those horrible comments,
yeah.
Like, when he was on Death's doorbed. Yeah. Like, he was just
what
like,
was he saying?
It was just gross.
It's very sexual.
Yeah.
To the nurse?
I think, like,
was she Puerto Rican?
I think dementia was kicking in.
He
and
would grab people's asses and say it was okay because that's he was in, like, a wheelchair.
So he
and
was
that
like,
was, like, where his level was.
He was like Reagan in 86.
With the jelly beans.
Balls deep.
That podcast that I listened to talking about Reagan.
Yeah.
Said that Nancy Reagan, she was known to be the
fondle
queen of fellatio.
Ew.
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot take.
Woo!
So imagine that.
Gross.
So Reagan had it coming and going, apparently.
He went through after his wife just shit all on him, his first wife. Like, she hated, like, every time he talked, she'd like, leave the room. It was, like, well-documented that she just couldn't stand him because he would just go on these huge rants.
She sounds like a hero.
But how were her blowjobs?
Evidently not good enough. But they just kept on popping out kids.
Yeah.
They're like, that'll
save
it. Yeah. And then he started playing around with, like, a bunch of other girls after the divorce. And then one of them was like, hey, I'm pregnant. And he just like run away. He's like, that's not mine. You're garbage. And he like kicked her out. I'm like, okay. Like, this is a kind of a different picture.
His brain was bad.
Speaking of Alzheimer's, are you guys like...
Hell of a transition.
All of, well,
I know.
All of the debates,
let's
everyone looks
it.
Extra shaky.
Are you talking about Biden?
Is that nerves or is that like everyone is hitting the
like
dementia
their hands
age?
Are shaky or like they're moving
like,
their body a lot?
Like,
you know who's shaky as hell? It's Cloves. Yeah.
Well, she might be on fucking speed. All these people are on speed, by the way. If you're running for president.
You talking about Trump with a Sudafed?
You know yes. This dude is on speed.
Yeah.
You know it.
That
not over-the-counter shit either.
That picture of him, like, when he's smiling and then you just, like, zoom in.
It's a whole open drawer.
Open
of
drawer of,
Sudafed.
Yeah.
Trying to make meth in the White House.
He's just getting high, eating KFC, just tweeting up a storm at 2 a.m.
He's living his best life.
I mean...
He fooled everybody.
Yeah. I mean, joke's on us.
Yeah.
We got to end on a good note.
Yeah. I don't want to bring us down with Alzheimer's and Trump together.
Let's talk about what we've learned today. I learned that Brian has horrible taste and Haley is starving herself to death.
Yeah, I'm actually very hungry right now.
Yeah.
I didn't want
I'm
to say
I'm hungry too,
anything.
Man. I haven't eaten all day.
The hunger has finally hit today, but it's almost 4 and I haven't eaten yet at all.
Are you
going to
drink water? Like a lot?
Yeah. The thing that
I'm
going
to text you. You're not going to read it, but I'll text you. And I'll just be like, I'm here with you. Not really.
She's like, fuck this.
The
delete.
Thing that's good is I'm so busy
Blocks.
At work. I'm so busy at work right now that I'm hoping like the day goes by really fast and I don't realize I haven't been able to eat. Or I'll be like dizzy and want to pass out because I've been running around all day and not eating. It's going to be one of them.
Same.
Shoot for the moon.
So are you going to eat like 12:01?
No, I'm going to eat Wednesday morning.
Everybody pray. I love that now we're like super healthy.
Or you could do watermelon because
we used to
water,
do this podcast and just drink like 30 beers.
Now we're fasting.
I need like, everybody just chill out. Okay?
I need to go back and look at some of the older ones just to see how.
I would
how...
get so drunk on those.
I still love the part where Dan was like. Halfway, like the it just started. And he's like, "Well, I had a great time, guys." And we're like, "Dan, we just started this."
Like, it is 2 a.m, sir.
No,
we have another hour.
Everyone is pretty much married now. Dan's expecting. Congrats, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Chad's got a baby. Yeah.
Everybody's
everyone's
locked in.
Married. Everyone's being
locked
very
in, locked
adult-y.
Down.
I mean,
I know when we did this podcast, you were swinging single still. I was too, I guess.
Very tinder strong.
We're talking.
I can't remember.
Swim fan.
We
swim
don't
fan.
Talk about him.
He'll probably listen to this.
He definitely listens.
He'll cat scratch at the fucking phone while he listens.
He's going to edit us out and just have you in his head.
Gross. Remember that guy I dated that did the shaky hand thing when we went bowling and I immediately wanted to break up with him in that spot.
The balding dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I've never
the
seen
bowling
you.
Ball up here.
Well, he.
That was rough, bro.
He would like tuck his knees together.
I turned around. I was like, what the fuck?
That was rough. Yeah. I thought you were literally just going to leave.
I will say this in the most non-sexual way possible. I've never seen Haley just get pure dry before. And that, Haley, her face, you could just tell she was like, not. That was the beginning of the end. As soon as you saw that, I was like.
Immediately.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't going to work.
It was
it's like literally breaking up with you right now.
It was so ridiculous. Leave. Why is this a thing that
I may
do?
Have said RIP as soon as I saw it.
I think you did. Yeah. I violently turned around. I was like, oh my God, no. Yeah. Mm.
You're not shallow at all, though. This is something other people would say.
She's not competitive.
Exactly. She is just calm and peaceful.
She's okay.
She's everything I am and everything I'm not. Either way. Well, we love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll try to do this again soon.
Yeah. Within the next 2 years, maybe.
Exactly.
We do.
Season 3 is going to be quite short.
We do. We got to get to at least 50 episodes. If this is episode 49.
Oh, did
we?
Yeah.
Said we weren't counting.
Yeah,
we're not.
Literally said that.
We're not.
How dare you?
But if this were episode 49.
Which it isn't.
Then it would be great to maybe have a 50.
I agree.
I think season 3 should have more than one episode.
I agree.
Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. So this is season 3, right? This is the reboot. Hulu has picked us up.
Hulu. Yahoo.
Our characters have grown.
Yeah, yeah.
Our cume is growing. Next level. We're about to get some Doba whenever she's done fasting.
I think at the end of this too, I'm going to be playing some random clips of Tyson playing on a microphone.
Hilarious.
You should have him come in and say bye.
I already have him saying that.
Oh.
I have him saying, okay, and bye.
I'm here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was going to be a surprise.
You have to have him say, I love you.
So thank you all for listening.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello! I'm phone. Hello, phone.
Hello, phone.
Test, test, test.
T-shirt.
Tyson.
T-shirt.
How's that sound? Sound good?
I sound good. Good.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay?
Okay.
Test, test, test.
Test it.
Mickey Mouse.
Luna.
Do you like dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Dinosaurs.
I love you, Mommy. Test, test, test.
Test, test, test.
Okay. Are we all done?
No.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
That's from Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Can you hear me?
I love it.
Can you hear Mommy talking?
0.00.
On Fetal Zane, asshole.
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.